Hey, everybody, it's Bruce Allen here on Texas46Radio.com, and as I said before, I'm finally going to be starting, taking the plunge to do some of the Texas artist phone interviews, and with me today on my first official phone interview for a Texas artist is Dustin Saunier. How you doing, my friend?
Wonderful, man. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy keen. How does it feel to be number one? Here,
when you just said it, I'm thinking, wow, I'm the first one. This is an honor.
So everybody has to be a specimen of some sort, and you get to be mine today.
I've kind of been like that my entire life, so that's why I enjoy doing that.
Very good. Hey, what I found really neat about you, first of all, is you're a self-proclaimed unemployed winner.
Yeah, man.
So how did you come across that status?
Man, I'm honest, I'm a really big Charlie Sheen fan, and when he started that was a thing years ago, and it stuck, I guess.
Well, that's good. It's very, very unique indeed. So things are going well for you. Man, I love your not only do I love the neither do I, but I love all the other tunes previous to that.
Well, thank you.
They're good. I just really enjoy it, and I enjoy playing them. So let's backtrack a little bit here. Where do you call home?
I actually live in a town called Youngsville, Louisiana.
Okay. Population?
Maybe 3,000 or 4,000.
Okay, cool.
I'm actually from a town called Vatican, Louisiana, where that's where I was born and raised.
All right.
Population of about 200 people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my closest border to Texas is about an hour and 35 minutes away.
Very cool.
We're in Texas so much now,
right?
We've actually been looking at homes out there to move, because it's just, you know, it would be more economical for me to live out there, because I love Texas, and I promote my music in Texas, and sure, I love playing in Texas. So it's time will tell.
Right. Well, very good. How about family?
I'm actually getting married in December. So,
well, finally, because I saw the thing on your Facebook. It says engaged since 2013. So I'm going like, oh, come on, dude. Sooner or later.
Well, yeah. No, she, we had a little boy in 2014.
Yeah.
And she wanted to wait till he was kind of old enough to participate in the wedding. So
you
I kind of
understand
well,
what's going on.
Yeah, and you know, he's old enough to participate. He's wild, man. So
well, very good. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate
That's
it.
Pretty cool. Here's another neat little thing. There's a lot of artists out there with tricky names. I know, but I knew how to pronounce yours because I know a real estate agent here in town with the same last name.
Oh, okay.
So what is the worst name snafu that you have ever had? Somebody say, "Oh, well, yeah, this is Dustin."
They called me Dustin Saunier.
Saunier, okay, that could work.
Normally, that's bill collectors calling, you know.
Yeah,
that's a dead giveaway there.
Uh huh. So you hang up real quick.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nope, nobody hear about that name. Click.
I'm sorry.
But that's one of the worst ones. You know, there's a million pronunciations of it. Down here, you know, most people know how to say it. And,
sure.
You know, up in, you know, once you go towards Arkansas and in Missouri, you know, the Branson area and stuff, and Tennessee, they kind of know how to pronounce it because of a friend of mine, Mr. Joel Saunier. He, you know, he had his hits in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And, they all still remember him. And so it's mainly bill collectors have trouble with it. All the stations that I've been to in Texas and everything, they pretty much get it, you know.
Oh, good grief. That's always something. We had the band name for us back in the 80s was called Bleeders Creek, and it's a kind of a German spelling. And oddly enough, when we first decided to use that name, there's a creek here in town that always floods when it gets severely flooded, and it was spelled two different ways on each side. You go one way, it's spelled with an IE, and the other side is with an EI.
Oh, wow. But
when we were doing a show at this truck driver kind of just place back in the 80s, and
Sounds awesome.
We told him it was going to be, we told him, you know, the name of the band is Bleeders Creek, and this is in town here, okay? So we drive up to the thing, and it's going like, oh, look, our name's on the marquee. And it's Bleeders, B-L-E-E-D-E-R-S, Korek, K-O-R-E-K.
Okay.
I'm like, oh my gosh, some hemophiliacs playing here tonight or something. I don't know what the heck's going on. So, it is to say, it was nice and warm inside, and the crowd didn't care either way.
You're right.
But it's interesting how stuff like that is. Okay, so you play. I think you play a telly most of the time.
I am a telly freak, man. I have strats and I have other guitars, but I play that white Telecaster that everyone sees. That is my number one guitar. It is special to me. I bought it probably 8 or 9 years ago for $150,
yeah.
And I probably put $3,000 into it, just with modifications and stuff that I like. And that's the one that I told my future wife. I said, hey, look, if I happen to die, this goes in the casket with me.
Why not?
My son can have all the other guitars. I have like 40 of them. He can have all of them. This one comes with me.
Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, you can, since you can take things with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well.
You can.
You might as well do that. So, mm-hmm. Hey, let me know. What is a perfect day consist of for Dustin Saunier?
And I'll be honest with you. I get that question a lot, and there's a whole bunch of things that I like to do, but I mean, I love being on stage. That is just it's something I don't know how to explain. It's just that when I'm on stage, it's you can be sick or you can be hungover. You can be, you strap that guitar on, you get on stage, it all goes away, you know?
Sure.
But if I had to pick the perfect day, I like to get out in my backyard, barbecue, we have a big pool, you know, and put some old school music on and just enjoy ourselves. And because I'm on the road so much, I'm only home a couple of days a week, if that.
Okay.
So it's nice to just sit back, relax, and have a few and listen to some old stuff and just enjoy it.
That's cool. So how do you travel to gigs? You got bus, van, car, scooter?
We haven't gotten to the bus yet. That's I guess that's the next step. But no, we travel to van. I have a Ford King Ranch.
Okay.
And me and the guys just load up in there and we hook up to the trailer and we head out.
Very good, very good. Hey, have you ever forgotten words on stage?
Oh, and I forget words to the songs that I write. That's the worst part about it. I can remember an album cut on a Waylon album from 1975 that no one's ever heard the song. I'm like, yeah, I know it. Comes time for one of my songs that we play every night. Uh-huh. I have to look at my guitar tech and do what's the first line.
Oh yeah, you get started. So, well, that's a long intro vamp there. What?
Oh yeah.
What's going on? Yeah. Okay. So, hey, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Honest to God, I think in 5 years, I see myself probably doing very similar to what I'm doing now, getting out there and hitting the road and playing the fairs and festivals and honky-tonks. And I always said this, I was born to play in honky-tonks and stuff like that. I feel at home, even if I've never been to the place before.
Right.
It's just that I love being on stage. That's...
No, I know
the
what
best,
you, I know.
The
yeah.
best answer.
I know exactly what you're saying. I've been doing this since 80, I guess since 82, right after Urban Cowboy came out, and it's still as electrifying as you can get on stage when you're playing and people are dancing or standing there. We feed off of the audience, and the more crazy or the crazier they get, the more energy we have.
Exactly. When the crowd's right up on the stage. And singing along, and in some places I can't, but when I can get to turn my amp up to like, you know, 10 or 11,
uh-huh.
That's, you know, it's just this thing where you can feel everything. You know, you can feel the crowd breathing in. You can feel the instruments on stage shaking the stage. That's a feeling like none other.
It is definitely. I got a question for you, and it's, well, it can be kind of touchy for some folks, and others kind of like just want to say exactly what they feel. But what improvements or changes would you like to see in the Texas country music scene?
Oh, man.
I see now. I told you it's not going to be like a regular talk about the same thing interview. It's going to be something totally different. So, and no prep involved here. This is all off the top of your head.
Right. The changes that I'd like to see is I'd like to see more of these guys that are coming out that are fresh and new. See these some of these guys get, you know, including myself for that matter.
Right.
Be successful in this business, because I'm friends with a lot of guys. In the last, I've only been promoting my music in Texas since April of last year.
Okay.
And that's when I started out on the road out there and hitting the stations and playing the clubs and festivals. And I've met so many great, great guys. Like, for instance, one of my great friends, Mr. Jake Worthington.
Yes.
I just, he's young, and I look at him and I do, good Lord, this guy's got so much talent.
Oh, he does.
And I just want to see guys, you know, like us that are out there, you know, putting in the time, you know, paying the dues, playing the club, doing the stuff that, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily want to do, but you have to get a step further. I want to see these guys succeed.
Yeah. Do you do any acoustic shows, or do you prefer, like I do, the full band route?
I do both. You know, of course, with acoustic shows, I'm working five or six times harder.
Right.
You know, because I'm singing more, I'm playing more. It's fun because it's challenging and it keeps my chops up. But, you know, of course, I do love to, you know, put the band on stage and let us get in our groove. That's just that's a whole nother feeling.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You going to Steamboat this year or
next year? I'm not sure. You know, with our schedule, we're doing between 175 and 200 dates a year.
Right.
So it's hard to get out and do anything. If I'm not playing it, it's tough because I'm normally somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's not a requirement for us. I doubt I'll ever get up to Steamboat Way. It's a little too chilly for me to be on stage. And when you're playing, you're seeing your breath out there. I don't know.
I saw a video of Zane Williams, and he was up there, and he was in his boxers and his cowboy hat running through the snow, and I'm doing okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw that too. That's
I'm not a snow guy, but we can try.
Hey, but it makes for a good promo.
It sure does.
Speaking of,
it's stuck in my memory.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of videos, I'm sad to say I'm a little behind the eight ball sometimes, but
I think I lost you.
You still there?
There you are.
Here we go. Sorry. In regards to videos, I watched it actually start to finish for the first time. I can get a little behind on my things, living under a rock at times. But people like me, what inspired that video?
I tell you, I was never one to want to be in a video because I have to look at myself in the mirror every day, and I know what I look like, and I'm like, I don't want to be on video. And my fiance, she was the one, she says, we're going to do a video on this song. I'm like, all right, glad you took the reins here. What's going on? You know? She says, the guy's coming tomorrow to talk. And I'm like, whoa. You know, I kind of wanted to gather my thoughts for a second, but no. And it's actually a friend of hers. See, my fiance, she owns a dance school.
Okay,
down
nice.
Here. And this guy does all of their recital videos and stuff like that, review videos. He just does a fantastic job. And he said, I've never done a band before, and I want to do it. I said, all right. So he came over, and we started spitballing and brainstorming on this thing. And we had probably 40 scenes set up, and I'm like, man, it's only 3.5 minutes. We don't have enough time for that. So we narrowed it down to the few scenes that we've got. I think maybe there's 7 or 8. And, you know, there's the scene out there in the field by the barn.
Right.
And, it's actually about 3 miles from my house.
Oh.
And it looks like it's almost like fake clouds and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter was, there was really a bad storm coming through. And the minute we wrapped for that scene, we went to take a band picture because we were all dressed. It was took a nice bad picture together.
Sure.
And the sky let loose.
Oh, man.
And it started
pouring. It just waited to give you a perfect backdrop for that.
Yeah, and we had to actually go shoot another scene at a club in downtown Lafayette, Louisiana. And we had to stop and go fix our hair and stuff like that, which I didn't have to. I wore a top hat, but it was just so fun to shoot the scenes and come up with ideas, like the video, the part of the little boy selling lemonade.
Selling the lemonade spiked.
Daniels. Yeah, well, and that's actually my backyard.
Well, you had a good crowd there that day, at least.
Yeah, my mom was in it. My fiance's mom was in it, a bunch of her friends. And it was just such a fun experience to shoot a video because, like I said, I've never done it before. I was in the band in a video, and a friend of mine, Miss Kylie Fry, her very first video for the song The Chase, I was the bass player in that video.
Really? I've got to check that out. Now you heard, you know, it's another one of those last names where you look at and go like, unless you hear somebody say it, you're going to assume that it's pronounced a certain way. So it's Kylie Fry.
Fry, yes.
Okay, so now I'll pronounce it correctly.
She actually grew up maybe about 15, 20 minutes from where I live.
Nice.
And we're all been friends forever. And they called and they said, we need a bass player. And I had the flu. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do it. They're like, well, she needs a bass player for the video. And that can take but a few hours. I said, well, all right, let's go.
Yeah, right.
So they dressed me and put some makeup on me where I didn't look like I had the flu, and we ran with it.
Oh, well, that's cool. Always neat to hear stories like that. So I'm going to move ahead. I know you got a busy day ahead, so let's just talk about your latest single, Neither Do I. Tell me about it.
Actually, I was searching for songs for this album, and a friend of mine from Austin, Jim Foster, which Jim wrote that song, Don't Go Near the Water, for Sammy Kershaw, uh-huh. Refried Dreams. He's had a bunch of hits, and he emails me. He says, I'm sending you 10 songs that I found that I think would fit you.
Oh, that's nice.
He said, really only one of them is going to fit you. Tell me what you like. So there were 9 songs about trains. I've never been on a train, so that took, you know, a good 30 minutes of my life that I won't be able to get back.
Uh-huh.
And then it was Neither Do I. So I texted him. I said, really? 9 songs about trains? And he said, just wanted you to listen to everything just to make sure you were paying attention.
Uh-huh, there you go. Set you up.
And when I heard the song, the demo singer on it, it sounded like a mixture of Keith Whitley and Marty Stewart.
Okay.
Which I'm big fans of both. And
right.
When I heard it, I said, man, it sounds like something Keith Whitley would have put out, you know, if he was of continued to put out music. And I said, man, I brought it to my manager and I said, what do you think? And he says, I think it's a hit.
Uh-huh.
So we wound up going in the studio and like I think the next day or day after, and wound up cutting that song. It just it was my favorite song on the entire record, and it was kind of up in the air on what song we were going to release for this latest single, you know. And
okay,
it was between that one and another song that I wrote called "I Said I Loved You But I Lied."
Okay,
and I kind of did a poll on Facebook. I said, hey, these two songs are the ones, it's up in the air. Which one do the fans want? And it was a kind of a landslide to Neither Do I. So I called my manager the next day and I said, hey, yeah, we're going to go with Neither Do I. That's what the fans said. So,
yeah, very good. Smart choice. I love the tune. And we're going to give it a listen right now. Here, this is Dustin Saunier and his latest single, Neither Do I, right here on Texas46Radio.com. Enjoy, my friends.
Someday I should shave in, maybe find some work. Maybe when this broken heart don't hurt. Someday I should find out if the world is still out there on second thought, I don't really care. If I'm the guy you say I am, and that I don't love you, if you don't think I'm worth a damn, well, baby, I don't too. It's like washing windows in the rain. Well, I hate to tell you, baby, this time you're wrong. Without your love, I just can't go on. If I'm the guy you say I am,
that was Dustin Saunier with his latest single, Neither Do I, and I have the privilege of talking with the gentleman on the phone right now. And, hey, tell us where everybody – well, tell everybody where they can find your music.
You can actually go to DustinSaunier.com. That's the DustinSaunier.com/music. You can get physical copies, or you can, it'll send you to – direct links to iTunes or Google Play, which or you know, whatever your phone is, send you to that to download it.
Okay, very good. And we have any big show dates coming up? Opening for anybody? Headlining a show? What do you got?
We're doing so much stuff, man. We actually, it's sad, man. This was supposed to be this coming Saturday. It was supposed to be myself and my buddy Randall King, Sundance Head, and Aaron Watson down at Gator Fest in Anahuac, and sadly with the flooding and the storm, they postponed the festival. So that was something I was really looking forward to, because I've done some stuff with Aaron years ago, and I've never got to do anything with Randall King. And Randall's a friend of mine. We've done a couple of radio shows together, but never had the fun of getting on stage together. So that was something we were really expecting, but you know, you can't stop Mother Nature. But there's if you go to DustinSaunier.com, you go to tour, there's a million dates on there. I try to remember the calendar, and it's kind of hard
to remember that, but I definitely enjoy your music. I'm glad I get to play it here, and I enjoyed that video so much I kind of put it as the featured video on our homepage.
Awesome.
So that's kind of cool. So on to everybody that's out there. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go over to Texas46Radio.com. Check on the website there and see right dead center is Dustin Saunier and his video, People Like Me. And I think that station ID you did for me, setting up that song. I think, you know, there are songs out there that you can't do that to, but that one, I think we did a nice little combination of it.
Yeah, it was just such a cool song when that one came across the desk, man. We had, like I said, it's not even on the record that we put out last year. It was just a song that I found that I said we have to cut it and put it out now.
And how far did it go on the Texas Regional? Do you remember?
It went up to number 9.
Number 9. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So anything else you want to tell the folks listening out there about you or things coming up? Any kind of are you doing any hurricane relief shows?
We've got a couple of calls to do some stuff, but naturally one of them I'm going to actually – it's later on this year. And when they called and said, would you like to do it? I said, well, sure. What's the date? I'm going to actually be doing a small tour up in France with Junior Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, man, I really would love to help, but
that's
to go back to France again, so I need to go do this.
Yeah, get that, knock that off my bucket list first, and then we'll go. All
right. You know, we're actually going to be going in the studio probably next couple weeks and start on a new record that I'm going to – you know, maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but I'm going to just say that this is going to be my third record out, but it's the most me record to date.
Okay, good.
I wrote a lot of the songs, and the stuff that I didn't write, I really came up with some crazy arrangements to some stuff, and I think that it just, when you hear it, you do, oh, that's Dustin.
Very good. Yes, yeah. A good distinguishable voice.
Whether it's good or it's bad, you do all that stuff.
Awesome. That is so awesome. Well, hey, everybody, we've been talking with Dustin Saunier here on Texas46Radio.com. Thank you so much for chatting with me, man.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully it's not quite your typical studio or phone interview. I try to make it a little bit different. That's me being different.
I love it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And we'll talk to you again soon sometime, buddy. Take care.
You too, brother. Thank you.
You bet. Now back to more music.